Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Does your cat spend a lot of time sniffing everything around her? Mine does, especially my shoes. Sniffing is a way cats explore, and now a new study from Tokyo helps us understand how they respond to scent.
30 cats in the study were filmed responding to their owner's scent against a stranger's. And to keep the stress levels low and to persuade them to participate, the study was done in their homes.
Humans in the study were told to swab behind their ears, toes, and underarms and to avoid eating pungent foods or wearing perfume. Then each sample was sealed in separate plastic tubes.
On average, the cats spent about 2.5 seconds on their owner's tubes, but twice as long on the stranger's tubes. Most cats all but ignored the blank tubes.
When sniffing a strange scent, the cats were seen favoring their right nostril, then switching to the left as it became more familiar.
Dogs and horses do this too, which could imply that the right brain processes new or alarming smells and the left brain deals with familiar ones.
The cats were also seen rubbing the plastic tube with the same cheek as the sniffing nostril to mark their object as theirs, just like they do to you.
And just like humans, a cat's personality played a role. Neurotic cats sniff furiously the blank and familiar tubes first, while agreeable cats calmly sniffed out the strange or blank scents first. Aren't most cats neurotic?
Since cats remain largely a mystery to us, this work helps unlock the behaviors of our furry companions and confirms other studies that show cats are in tune with their humans, and they can be just plain weird.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.